Record better audio anywhere with Motive digital microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the first show of Spotlight in the City. This is Welcome to the City. My name is Kimberly. I'm your host for today. I hope you come in and enjoy and just sit back and relax and have a good time. But before we get started, I'm not a religious person, but I do believe that I have to put God first in everything I do. So further ado, let's see if Pastor Vanderay is in. Colin, are you there?
I'm here.
Colin, are you here?
I'm here. I'm here.
All
right. Can you hear me okay?
That's good. That's good. I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Okay.
Let me see if Pastor Vanderay is in. Hello, Pastor Vanderay.
Hi, praise God. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad to hear your voice before we get started. I'm glad you were able to call in.
Yes, I'm glad I was able to, too. I'm driving
That's
here.
Good.
Still in Holland. I'm only with you.
That's good. You take it easy on the road, okay?
Thank you. You know how I do it. Are
yes,
you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. And before we get started, you know I need you to give us a good positive energy. Give us a prayer.
Okay. Well, let's go into prayer. Father, we thank you right now for this blessing, for this new invention, this new, praise God, show that's going forth. We ask, God, that you just continue to bless. God, bless that everything that she's doing, and may everyone that's listening in, may they be blessed, and may they be touched by it, Father. We thank you right now. We give your name praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Are you here?
Amen.
I'm ready. Come on, let's go.
Well, while we have you here, I know we work close together. And I know you got some things going on. You like to discuss things about your book, Wounded But Not Defeated. Tell the people a little bit about your book.
Wounded But Not Defeated is a book based on some of the events, some of the things that I had to go through coming up. And, I was wounded. You see my, I'm very transparent in the book. I let people know what it is that I went through. I believe in telling it all, telling the truth. So in there, it talks about the wounds. It talks about the things that I endeavored. But it also showed where I have victory in it. So it is not only for women, it's for men as well, because it let them see that, no matter what you're going through, baby, take the lemons and make some lemonade.
Hey, right. I know that's right.
Come on. Take those bad experience. Everything
exactly,
is for a reason.
My favorite saying is bloom where you are planted. No matter where you are, you still have a chance to grow.
and flowers.
Yes. Yes, and that is
and
so
right.
true because everything that we go through is for a reason. So we learn from
right.
it, we grow from it. Come on. You're so right. It's like the flowers.
All right, all right. Amen, amen. You do have. I just want to let the audience know that Pastor Vanderay has a book signing coming up on. Is it November the 19th?
November the 19th, from 1 to 3.
All right, and make sure you guys
yes.
come on out. You can purchase your book and get a copy signed with Pastor Vanderay. If you want to find out anything about Pastor Vanderay, her ministry. Things she has coming up, you can look her up on vanderay.com. You can find
uh-huh.
her on Twitter and Instagram. She even got Snapchat.
Come on, and even www.vanderay.com.
That's right. Well, Pastor Vanderay, I just want to say thank you so much. I really do appreciate you calling in and blessing this show. We got big things coming up. You, Jackson Records, and Tina, our girl Tina, who helped keep it all together.
Woo! Yes.
And Terry.
Better bomb, y'all.
Terry.
Better bomb. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Once again, at www.vanderay.com. Well, thank you again for coming in, Pastor Vanderay.
You are so welcome. God bless you and all your endeavors. I love it. Just go ahead. Praise God. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much. And I will be talking to you soon.
Sounds good.
All right. Have a good one.
Okay. Y'all be blessed.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, well, you heard from Pastor Vanderay. She blessed the show. Well, let me give you a little bit of background. For those who don't know me, who might just be calling in or just introducing themselves to me, my name is Kimberly Llewellyn. I am from Atlanta, Georgia. Woo-woo! I haven't watched the end of the game, so please don't tell me what the Falcons are doing right now. I don't want to know. My heart can't take it. Well, Spotlight in the City, let me tell you about Spotlight in the City. Spotlight in the City is we just want to be a light. We want to be that beacon for those cities that really doesn't get talked about, or even if they do, we want to talk to the common folk to find out what's going on in their city, in their town. And we want to take this globally. You know, if you're like in Istanbul and you have a city that's rocking over there, you know, definitely let us know. That's right. I have my co-host here for today. It's Colin Shaw, Mr. Rant and Blast himself. Speak to the people, Colin.
What's going on, everybody? Hope y'all all having a wonderful Sunday and a wonderful weekend. Unofficial holiday of Halloween. You know, a lot of parties have been going on, so I hope you are all being safe in your partying, out with your children, and those adult parties as well for the grown and sexy people. So hope y'all all had fun and recovered from those hangovers. Y'all got to go to work tomorrow.
But bring me some candy, though. I'm taking all candy donations right now.
Oh, yeah, there's still a finder's fee. Yeah, absolutely, there's still a finder's fee.
Okay.
You bring kids to my house
with
candy, we got a fee.
Okay. I take two, they take one. We have a couple of callers on the line. I know I have our next guest calling in. Let me see if they're on the line. Okay, caller, we have you at 7855. Hello, caller?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and tell the people who you are.
My name is Nikea Jackson, and
Nikea.
I am
the beautiful Miss Nikea.
Yes, this is me.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. So now that we know who you are and where your number is, we will be talking to you and the crew in a few minutes. Let's see who's the other caller on the line. Do you mind holding, Mr. Kim?
No, I don't mind.
Okay, hold on just one moment. Okay, we have caller 2275. You on the line? Tell the people who you
Hello.
Are.
Hello. Hello, this is the beautiful Elise Gillison. How are you doing today?
How you doing, Elise?
I'm doing excellent, excellent. Just loving this Sunday.
I know that's right. I'm so glad you guys were able to call in. You know what? I just want to let people know, after hearing your story, it was like I ran to you immediately. It was like, look, I'm sorry. I need for you guys to come on. People need to know about your positive vibes going on your project.
Yes, of course. I'm so happy to hear that Nakia is on the line. Like, we've bonded just since the first time we met each other, just, you know, with everything going on. And, yeah, we love it. Like, nothing but black, positive women that's, you know, just about all about the career. But I know we're going to get more into it.
Yes. I just wanted to make sure you was on the line. Just hold this one moment, and then we'll get back to you, okay?
All right.
Talk to you soon. Okay, we have caller 7033. Tell the people who you are.
Hi, I'm Kamisha Boyd from Lexington, Kentucky.
Kamisha, you made it.
Yeah, I made it. Just got off work.
Okay. I can understand you a little tired, so I'm going to give you a few seconds. And what we'll do is I'll bring you guys back in after we introduce you guys, okay?
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon. Man, Colin, do you see this switchboard? I'm just so excited. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. I promise you we're going to get to everybody as soon as possible. Just hold your horses. I know it's football Sunday, so we're going to throw a lot of stuff at you real quick. Colin, you still there?
I'm still here. I'm enjoying what I'm seeing right now. We got a live audience today, and we need this is a great debut for you. Shouting out
this
to everybody listening to Salt Lake
City. And you know what? Right, and there's so many people who have been with me. They have been through my ups and downs, and Lord, I know they're ready to see something really pop off. And let me tell y'all, me too. So thank you guys for all calling in. We're going to go ahead and go on down the line and see who this next caller is. Phone number ending in 2020.
Hi, this is Sharon from Mark.
Hi,
this is Sharon.
The author?
Yes.
Oh, we got another author on the line. I'm telling you, our sisters are writing these books. Y'all need to go ahead and take heed. Take heed. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you? Hey, girl.
I'm blessed. So, okay, well, right now I'm just trying to make sure we get to everybody, and then I'll introduce you guys in a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hold just one moment. Okay, we got caller 8349. Shed some light on who you are.
I don't know who. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm riding, but I'm here. This
That's
is
okay.
Buddy. How are you doing?
I'm great. Hey, what's going on, Miss Body? Oh, I'm so glad you called in for the support. Thank you, sister. This is my
You're
red
welcome.
And black
You're
sister, Miss Body. Welcome. Well, if you can hold on, but later on in the show, we'll tell the people about you and your show, okay?
No problem.
Okay, hold on. One moment. Well, all right. We see we have our cast coming up. Just stick around. We have a great segment coming up for you guys. It's about a wonderful and positive project happening here in the city of Atlanta. So just call us, stay tuned. We have for this break, and we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. location. Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location. Let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me, this is new to you. Initially I didn't wanna fall, but you gathered my attention, it was all for you. So don't take advantage, don't leave my heart damaged. I understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it. Oh, so won't you send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. I don't wanna fall in love, Papa, stop, please. So let's get personal, I got a lot of cool spots that we can go. Tell me what's the move and I got you. I'm only acting like this cause I like you. Just give me the vibe to slide in. Oh, I might make you mine by the night then. Give me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through.
Welcome back. That was Khalid, Location. That's one of my diamonds in the rough. I discovered him on a Tuesday. So make sure y'all pay attention to all our social media pages for Tune In Tuesdays. If you are artist, producer, DJ, tag me. Follow the spotlight. Tag me in your music, your videos. You can find us on Reverb Nation. You can find me, Kimberly, on Spotify. You can also find me on SoundCloud. It would be Spotlight in the City. It would be Spotlight in the City on Reverb Nation as well. Tag me in your music. Let me hear you guys. You know, a lot of independent artists do not get the credit that they deserve. But make sure you guys join us every Tuesday for Tune In Tuesday. You can find us, Spotlight in the City, all over the place. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, even Periscope. I haven't did Periscope yet, but that's coming soon. You can also find us on YouTube. So artists, if you got music on YouTube, make sure you look us up and subscribe to our channel. We'll be happy to add your music. Well, Colin, for our next section, you ready for our guest?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, well, I'm introducing to you a group of beautiful young ladies who decided to do something to shed a little light on sisterhood positively. It's a documentary that you know, followed the life of. Without further ado, I would like to introduce Miss Nakia
Miss Elise, Miss Kamisha, and Miss Sharon. Each of them will tell you a little bit about themselves. Hello, ladies. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I just want to bow down to you ladies, because you ladies are my first official guest ever in the history of Spotlight in the City. Welcome.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you. Thank you for agreeing to come on. Okay, I want to tell the little people about yourself. Tell people about who you are individually. We can start with Miss Nikita.
All right. So, as I said once before, my name is Nikia Jackson, and I am an upcoming actress and model. I'm based in Florida, and pretty much I'm just a positive person. I like giving out advice, positive advice, and just uplifting everybody. I am spiritual, and I am a Christian. So, it's pretty much my foundation is based on God.
Tell them how they can find you on social media.
Okay, so if you do want to find me, you can follow me on Instagram. It's the real Nikia. It's underscore each of the words. And if you want to follow me on Facebook, it's going to be Nikia Wiggins. And if you want to follow me on Snapchat, it is also going to be the real Nikia.
All right, all right. Thank you, Miss Nikia. Next,
you're
we
welcome.
Have Miss Elise. Miss Elise, Miss Elise, hey. Tell the people who you are.
Hi, my name is Elise Gillison. I am a upcoming actress, model. I sing a little bit, but I don't, you know, do it too often. Yeah, but I'm an upcoming singer as well. As well as a group organizer. I am a sickle cell patient. So I do help out my fellow sickle cell warriors that are fighting this fight along with me. And I did set up a group called Warriors Domain where we could just come together. Most of us have children, and we just come together and we try and uplift each other because it's hard fighting this disease. And just recently Yes, you know, like it's so hard, you know, sometimes. So, you know, we get through it and to have that foundation. And as long as you have somebody behind you, pushing you, telling you, get up, you know, you can do it. You can do anything, especially if you believe in God, you know. You put
Amen.
God first in everything
Amen.
You do. Yes. So I make sure
That's
I do that.
So
I make
true.
Sure I install it in my kids as well. Yes. And
yeah,
I'm also.
To.
Yes. Yes, especially right now, you know. And I was also chosen to be a part of, you know, Black Girl Magic. That's how we all met. So, I mean, it's just been an uplifting experience. Like, we all like sisters. We love each other, you know.
That's good. Well, we will ask a few questions about your project in just a few moments. Give us an opportunity to shed some light on Miss Kamisha. Tell the people who you are.
Hi, I'm Kamisha Boyd. I was born and raised in Lexington. I'm a kindergarten teacher, currently working on my PhD to become like a principal. And first and foremost, I'm a child of God. How's everybody doing?
Amen. Amen, amen.
Amen.
That's good. Okay, and Ms. Sharon, tell people a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Sharon Ford, author, actress, writer, publisher. I do it all.
Well, sometimes
y'all got to excuse me. I just bought I got a small car, so I just bought something at a real good deal. I'm trying to fit it in my car. That's why I'm a little out of breath because I got a small car. and I do have a book out called What Really Goes On in the Workplace.
Okay.
And
oh,
you can find that
like
on. Yes, you can find it on any bookstore throughout 40,000 bookstores. So you can check it out there.
Okay, great. Yeah, y'all go out and get that book. I know we all have had experiences on the workplace, so I'm definitely probably will speak to everyone.
Yes.
That's good. Well, hold on just one moment. We have a few callers holding. I want to recognize the callers, and then once we do that, we will get back to our cast of Black Girl Magic, and they'll tell us a little bit about their story. Okay. I see callers, last digits is 6411. Shed some light on who you are.
Hello, this is Lady the Poet calling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm loving this Black Girl Magic theme. I had to call in because I'm definitely representing for Black Girl Magic in Metro Atlanta everywhere. So I'm just like, this is very encouraging and very inspiring to hear so much Black Girl Magic going on the radio waves this evening.
That's so true. That's my purpose. We have to be the light. We have to be beaconesses. We have to shed light that there is some good really going on in our community and not too many people are aware because, you know, the media and society will have you think we're just angry women who catty all the time.
Exactly. I mean, especially in Atlanta, you have people that think that, you know, women are at each other's throats and stuff like that. But it's just like, you know, when we have positive, you know, God-fearing women that are out there doing positive things, we need to shed some light on that.
I know that's right. Amen. Ain't nobody got time for that. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll have Black Girl Magic. We'll have the cast tell you a little bit more about the project, and we'll give you an opportunity to ask them some questions. Do you mind holding?
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay, we have caller 8349. Let the people shed some light on who you are. Hello, caller 8349.
Yes, it's me. It's Miss Body.
Oh, hey. Owner of Word. Oh, you called back in.
Yeah,
okay.
I called back in. I'm sorry. I'm trying to stay with you now. I'm moving and I'm checking.
That's okay. We're just glad to have you here with us.
And then
we'll,
I want
we'll
to let you know you're doing a great job.
Thank you so much. You know, I was so nervous. I was like, ooh, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I don't know what I'm going to say. But I'm excited about this. I'm just really loving the positive feedback. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Just continue to let the Lord use you.
Thank you. Well, I thank you all for listening and listening to the introductions of the Black Girl Magic cast. We're going to take a quick break. I want to introduce you to another artist that I heard during my tune-in Tuesdays. And then when we come back, we'll have them to tell us a little bit about themselves. So hold on just one moment. We'll be back.
Put on makeup when I'm about to go see her. Even though we've been fucking for over 5 years, but I still wanna look good for you. I just want you to be good to me. I wanna see how I love to care. Your daughter is sleeping, still having it for you. just kidding around. But if you got down, I would say yes right now, right now. How is it that we fight and then we fucking don't get out? I don't get how we do that. Yeah. Got me in my back, then you hug me from the back.
Thank you guys for joining in to Spotlight in the City. First show, welcome to the Spotlight. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Miss Kimmy Kim Kim, also known as the Beaconess. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Hit us up. Follow us. I just want to let you guys know if you have a business, it doesn't matter what type of business, except for those dope deals. I'm sorry, I can't promote y'all like that. But if you have a business you would like the public to know about, free promo day is Business Crush Wednesday. So make sure you tag me at Follow the Spotlight, and we'll be happy to spotlight you for that day. Right now on the phone, on the line, we have Black Girl Magic. These young ladies did a project that is so much needed, especially here in the city of Atlanta. So without further ado, we're going to add Miss Nakia. I think that's bear with me, I'm getting it. Miss Nakia, Miss Elise, Miss Kamisha, and Miss Sharon. They will tell us a little bit more about their project. Welcome back, ladies. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our director is also on the line. Yeah.
Oh, is she? Hi.
Yeah.
Is she the number that ends in 0099?
Yes. I do believe
that. Okay. Hold on, let me see. Hello, 0099. You calling in? Well, whoever it was, they hung up. Maybe she'll call right back. But while we have you ladies on the line, what is Black Girl Magic? Tell the public what we need to hear.
Go ahead, Miss. Oh, well, Black Girl Magic is basically, it's a movement. You could say it like that. It's a movement. Our director, she just had this awesome vision about, you know, uplifting ladies, that we're not just hood rats, we're mothers, we're career-oriented women, we're, you know, we love God, we are different ones, you know, all over the United States of America and all over the world, really. And we are the first mothers, you know, of this earth, so we birth forth, you know, this nation. So Black Girl Magic is just talking about us, you know, and how we go from day to day and how we survived even traumatic experiences, but we still move forward in life and we don't blame people for our problems, but we get up and we dust ourselves off and we keep on moving. So from the experience, that's what I took from it. Yes, that's what Black Girl Magic is to me, you know.
Okay.
And also just listening to as well. And I think with this documentary, it also reaches out to everyone, just not people of color, or not even just us Black women, but to everyone, to the men, to the
yes,
boys, children, older people, and younger. So it's reaching out to everyone.
That's right. I mean,
exactly.
We all need to hear a message of positivity, and who best to do it than women of color, because, whew, God knows what we go through as a species brings the weakest man to his knees. But it's not bashing men. That's the positive, another positive aspect of it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Tell tell people how they can find out more about your story. Is there like a special web page? Is there how do they find out more about Black Girl Magic?
Well, that's what Tisha is really, she's working hard on it. But you can follow her on Facebook, Tisha Playwright Griffin. And she's just this awesome person, you know, just director-wise, just as a person in general. Everything that she represents Black Girl Magic. And like I said before, this was her vision. And we brought just to the table what she envisioned. And the movie, well, the documentary is going to be out next year. But she has the dates and everything. And, you know, we're just sitting back waiting and, you know, excited about people hearing our stories.
Okay.
But her film company is Nora Diamond Films. So, you know, they do a lot of other things besides documentaries. They do movies. They do, you know, stage plays. She really reaches out to her community and shed light on it instead of for all this darkness. But she sheds the truth.
That's good. I am so happy to hear about that. We have a caller. Let's see, Miss Lyric the Poet. Let's see if she has any questions. Hi, Miss Lyric. You heard about the project? Are you excited about it? Hello? Caller is 6411.
Oh, that's me, Lady V.
Lady V, okay. Hi, yes. You heard about the project. Are you excited about it?
I mean, I'm just hearing about it right now, but I'm very excited to know that it's coming like in 2017, because what I do is I provide a platform for people to come out. It's like an open mic platform, but it's for actresses, it's for actors, it's for poets, it's for musicians, it's for everyone. And so if you need any kind of marketing, or if you want to come out and do a dramatic monologue for the play that's going to be coming up or anything like that, we have like a whole room of people that, you know, would just definitely love to hear about it.
I follow you and all over the place, and yes, you are really, really something, a real force in the poetry community. Tell people a little bit more about your about what you have going on.
Well, I've been doing open mic variety shows in Augusta and Atlanta for at least about 10, 11 years now, and we have a brand new website, Art Out Loud ATL. If you go to the Google Play Store, you can download the new app that we have as well, Art Out Loud ATL, and we have consistent shows every month, but they're really just not, you know, poetry shows. They have a platform for singers and for actresses and for poets and, you know, comedians and just any kind of talent that you have. And I've been trying to get more actresses and more, you know, musicians out and stuff like that, because if you have an upcoming project, you have some flyers, you have some, you know, business cards or whatever, you showcase your art and then, you know, pass out flyers to the whole audience. They'll go and support you, you know, whenever the play is or whatever, you know, down the road. So it's a wonderful, you know, platform to get, you know, this positivity out there and just make sure that, you know, everybody that's in the audience can go and support you. So definitely artoutloudatl.com is where you can go and find the event calendar and all that stuff.
Oh, that's great. Make sure you tag us in your events. I'd be happy to post them all over social media, because that's definitely something we need to get out there to the community, because, just following people on social media, it's a lot of talented people out there, and they need platforms such as these to help them get it out there. And, again, repeat that website one more time.
It's Art Out Loud ATL, so ARTOUTLOUDATL, ArtOutLoudATL.com. Also, like I said, there's a brand new Google Play app, either that or on the Apple Store, Art Out Loud ATL. And so that's really the main site for all the events and all the, you know, information about, you know, where to go. Our most consistent event is on the second Saturday at Hodgepodge Coffee House, the Do You Lyric Lounge. And so we've been doing that show for at least since like January 2013. And it's like, like, you know, everyone gets together and just, you know, it's a very safe haven for, you know, all types of expression, all types of poetry, all types of just art. So definitely artoutloudatl.com is where you want to go to make sure that you can get your stuff out there and make sure that the people that's going to support you will be able to hear it and support you later on down the road.
Right. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us that information. We definitely need to hear about that, Lady V. We have a couple of callers on the line. Miss Body, did you have anything that you wanted to say to the cast of Black Girl Magic or to Miss Lady V? Hello, Miss Body? Are you here?
I'm here. I'm so sorry. I just want to say it sounds like it's a really great organization, and I would love to fellowship with you guys or network with you guys, because what I do is I own a women empowerment organization by the name of Body Style and Grace. And so I think that all women should stick together. Like the other young lady said, it doesn't even matter what color, because we are all in this fight together and we're all striving for success in life.
That's right. Be connected.
Yes,
that's good. And don't forget, that's Body, Ms. Body from Body Style and Grace. You can hear her show on Monday. Is it 10?
9.
It's
9 p.m. Central. It's 9 p.m. Central. It is 7 o'clock. I'm not sure. I don't have the other time zones yet down. But I'm moving around right now, and I'm listening to everything. And I'll have those times for you. I'll have them in just a second for you.
Okay, no problem. She's also on Rant and Blast Radio, so you make sure you tune in on Monday night. We have another caller holding, caller 0099. Shed some light on who you are.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Miss Tisha.
Hi, can you hear me? You know, I think I did this wrong, but I was listening and I heard my babies on the line. They're all my babies. Hi, baby. My Black Girl Magic.
Hi.
I miss y'all so much. Oh my gosh.
We miss you too.
Tell the people a little bit about yourself. I mean, for you to come up with this project, thank you, first of all. Thank you. We needed this.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining in. Tell people a little bit about yourself and a little bit more about the project.
Well, I am from Dayton, Ohio, a little town in Dayton. I actually moved to Cincinnati in 2006, I believe. I'm actually a playwright. Playwriting is my first passion, my first love. I just ventured out into filmmaking and decided that I wanted to do a documentary highlighting the achievements of African-American women, because I feel like, you know, the things that I see on TV, the love and hip hop, the, you know, all the negativity that I see among Black women, I just feel like we are stigmatized because of that. And I wanted to shed Black women in a different light. So aside from my stage plays, which I've written 4 original shows and written 4 original plays, I've toured in Chicago, Ohio, Kentucky, Atlanta. I've pretty much been a lot of places with my plays. Venturing out, this was my first project, and I'm telling you, it was beyond my wildest expectation. I had the women from Florida, Atlanta. I had 3 women from St. Louis. I had a few women from Dayton, Ohio. I had Kamisha, who's from Kentucky, and we all came together, and we had a very magical weekend, just sisterhood uplifting each other. We cried, we laughed, we just had an amazing time. So what I am doing now with that project is I am locating an editor, which I'm flying out to L.A. next weekend to meet with an editor so that we can get this on TV for everybody to see, so we can see how magical our Black women are. But they are totally amazing. They made this project what it was. And I'm telling you, when you see it,
it will change your life. So that's what I'm doing.
Yes.
That's what I do. I give people a platform, especially black women, to shine and to just basically do
okay.
their thing. And that's what they did.
That's good. I'm so glad to hear that the project went so well and that it had positive vibes. And, you know, again, I don't know how many times I have to repeat that. That is so much needed right now with everything that's going on. And I'm so glad that you ladies was available to come and tell everybody about it. And we're definitely going to be looking for it. And if people want to
yeah.
Keep up with your project, let's see what her name is. Tell them your Facebook name again.
You can find me under Tisha Playwright Griffith. My website is www.tgriffproductions.com. And my film company, that website is noirdiamondfilm.com. And that's N-O-I-R, Diamond, D-I-A-M-N-O-D-S, film, F-I-M-L-S. So check
okay.
us out. With the film website is still under construction because I said this is a new launch for me. But feel free to go on there and check out the ladies. Their bios are all on there. The footage from our documentary is on there. So I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay, thank you so much. And ladies, thank you all for coming
yes.
on the show.
Thank you.
Our first guest
thank you for
on our inaugural show. Thank you so much. Just even though
congratulations on your show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited
yeah.
about it. I'm so excited. I really hope people, you know, tune in and join the fun. We want to know what's going on in the city out there.
right.
Well, okay, ladies. Thank you again. After this break, we'll talk to Colin, and he will tell us about what's going on in the sports world. So tune in. Again, you can find us on Block Talk Radio, Rant and Blast is welcome to the spotlight. We'll be back with you in just a few moments.
Young ambition. It's more than just a feeling, don't let it go to waste. Don't let it stay a craving when you could have a taste. So fresh and brand new, shiny and it glistens, a scratch in its youth. You don't know what's missing, till everything is different. Everything is different.
Sorry about that, people. That was Ms. Rebel Ray, Testament of Youth. You can find her on YouTube. There's another one of the people I discovered myself. She was already out there on TuneIn Tuesdays. Again, any artists, DJs, if you have any music you would like for us to play, again, tag us on our TuneIn Tuesdays. Any business who would like to for us to promote them for our day, Business Fresh Wednesday. And I added Thirsty Thursday. We will highlight drinks, the best bars, night spots out there. Colin, welcome, Mr. Random Blast. You go ahead and tell the people about my boy. My boy pulled it out over Green Bay. Colin will have the sport.
Well, you know, I know we got a lot of NFL fans listening. You know, the NBA has started as well for everybody that enjoys a good basketball game. But let me run down these sports scores for you for everybody that's been out and about all day. You haven't checked out ESPN yet. You haven't watched SportsCenter. You haven't seen any highlights. All right. It was a triple header on Fox today. It started very early. I know everybody's like, dang, Fox had a triple header, huh? Yeah, Washington and Cincinnati played over in London, third game this year. Unfortunately, it ended in a tie. Went to overtime. Field goal kickers missed each of their field goals, so that score ended at 27-all. The Chiefs beat up on the Colts.
Another tie.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks in a row. Yeah, you know, they just can't put the ball in the end zone or through the goalposts, you know, to score these field goals, put these points on the board. The game
We need it to be old school, though. We need it to be old school. We need for them to keep playing until somebody scores.
They need to go to the college rule. I would much rather see them go to the college rule in the NFL, put it on the 25-yard line, and keep playing. But they won't go to that rule because of the collective bargaining agreement, which I think is crazy. But the NFL is going to do what the NFL does. All right. The Chiefs basically blew out the Colts. The Colts didn't even try. So the Colts record is now 3-5. The Chiefs are 5-2. However, Alex Smith left with a concussion, so we don't know his status for next week. The Raiders, they played the Buccaneers. They actually stayed in Florida after playing in Florida last week. They did not go back to California. Their game went to overtime, and it looked like they were going to lose. However, Derek Carr threw a nice little slant pass, and my man took it in for a touchdown, and they won 30-24. Raiders won. They're 6-2 and 5-0 on the road. As I made a Facebook post earlier, the Raiders must have God on their side because all of their games have been close except for one. The Saints, I know your least favorite team. Kim, your least favorite team.
Go ahead.
They beat the Seahawks. They beat the Seahawks 25-20. The Lions lost to the Texans. So the Texans are actually 5-0 at home. And I believe they're in first place in their division. The Jets, they actually won a game, dropping the Browns to 0-8. Browns might go 0-16 this year. You can pretty much put that in the book, 0-16 for the Browns. I actually gave them a chance, but they didn't do it. They didn't even. They showed up, but they just couldn't get it done. The Patriots
they haven't won. You don't got them winning the game at all. No,
I'm gonna say halfway through the year they're not good. They're going 0-16. They're not gonna win a game. They're not. They'll be the second team in NFL history to do that, along with the Detroit Lions from the 2008-2009 season. If they do that, let's see the Patriots. The Bills tried to make a game of it, but they basically blew them out. It was 41-25. The Patriots are now 7-1, 4-0 on the road. The Cardinals lost to the Panthers. I know they're another one of your least favorite teams. But the Panthers finally get their second one of the Panthers finally get their second one of the year. And the Broncos held off the Chargers. Broncos are now 6-2. They won 27-19. And of course, the score you want to hear, the Falcons, they won 33-32, making them 5-3, ending their 2-game losing streak.
Yes, Lord.
The game nobody wants to talk about, especially me. The Eagles and the Cowboys, yeah, they're getting ready to come on right now. Tune in to NBC if you want to check out that game. And tomorrow's game, Monday night, the Vikings and Bears. I don't think anybody's tuning in to that game. That's the rundown for the NFL today. And those interested in the NBA scores, my Lakers playing Oklahoma City. Russell Westbrook coming off that 51-point game on Friday night with a triple-double. They're losing by 8 in the second quarter. Golden State is up on Phoenix by 4 toward the end of the third quarter. Miami and San Antonio actually tied in the start of the fourth quarter. Detroit and Milwaukee, fourth quarter, 84-75. Detroit is up. And one final score, the Clippers beat Utah 88-75. And two games just getting underway would be Memphis at Washington. I'm sorry, Washington at Memphis. And the Rockets are playing at home against Dallas. Those are the score rundown for today.
Are they still playing the World Series? Have I missed out on that?
Oh, and the World Series. No, like the World Series is being played today. This is game 5 tonight. Barring any type of bad weather, that game should be getting underway right now on Fox. For those that want to tune into baseball, Cleveland Indians up 3-1 on the Chicago Cubs, looking to win the World Series since the first time since the 90s.
Wow. Well, I wish them best of luck. Big ups to the Hawks. I don't watch basketball too far, but the Hawks, they doing their thing right now. So big ups to them. That's home team. Whether I watch basketball or not, I still got to give them a shout out.
You got Dwight Howard now, so y'all should be good.
Oh, well, we'll see. You know, Atlanta, honey, we finds a way.
I know it.
Well, Mr. Ramblast, tell people about your show. Well, just let me put it out like that. Each week we'll do a light it up segment. It'll be our hot topic segment, and that hot topic will be done by Mr. Colin Shaw. It will be a snippet, a little bit of what he'll be doing on his show on Tuesday night. So, Mr. Shaw, tell the people about Rant and Blast.
Well, Rant and Blast is basically a social content show. You know, I talk about various things going on in the world, from banking to political things to anything that people are afraid to talk about to the things that you just won't post on Facebook. I talk about those things on the Rant and Blast show. So, for example,
what's the hot topic for this week?
Well, the topic for Tuesday is banking, making yourself known. That's the topic. Just to give a little background, I think that a lot of times we go to the bank, we get our money, we leave. We don't spend any time trying get to know our personal banker, or, you know, if we have a few thousand in the bank or a couple hundred thousand in the bank, we don't, you know, we leave it in that checking or savings account. We don't try to diversify. So I think it's important that we begin to learn how to do that. We need to know who our bankers are. So I have a guest co-host coming on to discuss how we can make that happen in a better way, and also have a specific article that gave me this topic idea. So we're going to talk about that on Tuesday. I don't want to give away the house on that, but it's a really great
It's a really great show that I put together for Rant and Blast each and every Tuesday, which comes on at 6 o'clock Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. So everybody tune into that. Same number everyone calls into tonight as well, 773-897-6489. Or listen from your computers as you've done. You know, just follow our link. If you're already liking our Rant and Blast page, where you see all of our shows posted and all of our different things that we're doing, as Ms. Kim has spoken on this evening. So please like our page and, you know, follow us individually on Facebook as well if you haven't already done so.
That's right. That's so true. And we have Ms. Vody on the line. She also has a show on Rant and Blast. Ms. Vody, tell the people a little bit about your show.
Yes, ma'am. My show is a show dealing with fashion. I don't know about you guys, but I am a lover of all things girly, including fashion, including makeup. So on my show, we're going to go a little bit deeper in the fashion styles, the best styles to wear for the holidays. We're going to dapper in Body Style and Grace Empowerment Corner, where we empower and we motivate and we encourage as women. As I spoke of before, a lot of times we're so in competition with one another that we don't take the time out to inspire and empower our women. Our day-to-day lives as women can be hard. And I'm sure everybody can agree with that on some type of level. So why not, instead of, hey, let's empower. So Body Style and Grace is going to have a number of things as far as fashion, empowerment. I am an inspiring model myself. And so it's going to be my modeling journey, different things like that. And it's every Monday at 9 Central. Hold on. I told y'all I was going to get the other time. Let me get a real. Hold on. Okay. It's going to be at 7 p.m. Pacific and 10 p.m. Eastern. Now, I do have a topic coming up. It's not on this next one because that's going to be holiday fashion style. But I have a self-confidence and self-love session. And how many know
All right. You
can lose your self-confidence and your self-love by loving others that don't love you the same? Well, I want you to come and talk about that experience and how you came out of that experience. Let that be a testimony for another woman that's going through that same thing. That's going to be a show on November 7th. As Colin stated, as Kim said, it's going to be the same number that you dialed on today. It just might be a little bit different of a time. But if you have a testimony in your spirit that you're seeking to tell other women how to come up out of with self-confidence and self-love, let that hour be for you to come on and voice how you feel about that.
That's right. And that number to call in, and you can call in if you're listening online and you want to say something and tell the people a little bit, shed a little light about who you are and what you do and what city you're calling from. That guest call-in number is 773-897-6489. Call in. We would like to hear from you guys. We would like to hear about what you have going on. We get a little lonely on this line. We would like to talk to you guys about everything. I just want to give a few shout outs. I just want to say there are some women, speaking of empowerment women, there are some women who have stuck through me through the ugly, through the good, the bad. They will set me straight. I'm talking about no holds barred. Do I be mad at them? Oh, of course. You know, Miss Tina Khan, my sisters, Keisha Flew, Ellen, let me tell you about that woman right there. No, I ain't going to go too deep. I'm not going to go too deep. But that is that. As my cousins say, I'll kill a rock and put a tree in the hospital over that one. You know what I'm saying? I don't play about that one. Miss Nadira, Miss Alicia, she's in Texas now. Miss Shalani, Miss Lindsay, the Spotlight team. We've been a little dormant lately, but that's all right. It's still all love. We got things going on, you know, with Spotlight Signature Events. That's our event planning side of the spectrum. Yeah, if you have any ideas for events or things of that nature, You can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and that's Spotlight Signature Events. Also, let me give you a little update about what's coming up next. After this break, we will start in November the 6th. We will be going from state to state, and the first state, of course, is hometown, Georgia. We'll hear a little bit about different cities from the GA. Our first city is Macon. Man, and that's a diamond in the rough. And we're going to shed some light on Macon next week. So you make sure you tune in for that show. We're going to take this break, and then as soon as we come back, we're going to close out the show. If you would like to speak to us or say anything, just give us a call again at 773-897-6489.
Georgia, Georgia, Georgia,
Georgia. We on the grind,
Georgia.
All the time, it ain't nothing on my mind, but
Georgia.
Slang fiends at the liquor store. Black cruising, crap shooting, 50 on the 10 or 4. Overcast or forecast, shows clouds from plenty drove. And we ready for war in the state of
Georgia.
Yeah, dirty words, dirty birds. It's mean in this dirty south. You ever disrespect it and we'll clean out your dirty mouth. Bulldog clocking, these lookout boys is hawking. You gotta be brave in the state of
Georgia.
I got 5 Georgia homes where I rest my Georgia bones. Come anywhere on my land and I'll aim at your Georgia dome. If you get in an altercation, just hop on your mobile phone and tell somebody you need help in the middle of
Georgia.
We some ATL thrashers, scope your pumpkin and smash her. We'll come through your hood worse than a tsunami disaster. Don't know who they gonna get or who them robbers gonna hit. That's why I keep my Georgia tech in the state of green wheat, the children of the corn, dirty than Bob Marley's CP. GA, the beach state, where we stay, my small city's called Albany. Pecan country like catfish with grits, candy yams and chitlins, grams homemade baked biscuits, the land of classic for caprices and Impala super sports ingredients in this peach cobbler called Georgia. I love the women out in L.A. and the shopping stores in New York. The beaches are MIA, but they ain't nothing like that G.A. red clay. Look on your mouth. We're right above Florida, next to Bama, under the Carolinas and Tennessee. You'll see. We're glad it's night to the midnight train, the birthplace of Martin Luther King. We're ass so plump and hit 30. We're lack trucks in on 26. Know where you're going or you'll be lost. Found in these plum trees in the south. These top of the tomahawk, your top down here in
Georgia. Georgia.
All the time, it ain't nothing on my mind, but
Georgia.
We ain't playing with you, we on the grind.
Georgia.
All the time, it ain't nothing on my mind, but
Georgia.
We ain't playing with you. Now I was born in the belly at the bottom of the map, with a wet paint to get on Berettas and the chrome on the table when I'm chopping in the trap. Country's head, hey, some warrior, you're so something straight, same shape to Florida. Looking for me, boy, you find me. Now the door, the cat, the smile, see the cow diving and jump. Where they used to call us the mammoths, now they dock in the grammar. Watch your mouth, let you out for some manner. Bunch of hustlers, one on every corner, like the Whopper House in Atlanta. R.I.P. camouflage out in Savannah. Now you might come for vacation, leave on probation. Home in the strip club, known for the thick gloves. With the tricks, put tits in the dip club. Put a thick chick in a thong with a big butt. Wanna get love, won't be deep, no money like Peachtree. Make a chick take it off like Freak Me Diane. When you see them Confederate flags, you know what it is. Your folks speak Cotton Hill, that's why we call it the field. I got a Chevrolet on 26. Says I'm from GA.
Georgia.
We ain't playing with you. We on the grind.
Georgia.
All the time, it ain't nothing on my mind.
Georgia, 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 Georgia.
That's Georgia on my mind with Ludacris. Yay! We will be heading through my city, through my state, starting with Macon on November the 6th. We will be talking to some Macon natives about what's going on in Macon. Again, like I said, it's a diamond in the rough. You guys be missing out on some of these small cities, sleeping on them, don't they, Colin?
Yeah. Some of these cities that you have coming for your shows, and we're not going to give away the house, like I said earlier, for any of our shows I've been to. And let me just tell you, they got something.
They got something going on. I am especially excited about the November 20th show. That show is special to my heart. My baby boy is gonna be my co-host for the show. So if you in Covington, Georgia, make sure you tune in on November the 20th at 7 p.m. at Spotlight in the City on Rant and Blast Radio. And big shout out to Nancy with how you pronounce it, Ascension Marketing. Ooh, let me tell you, she's a beast. I like her. I really like Nancy. Thank you, Nancy. You know, she really got our backs, and I'm excited to have her around. Just another special shout-out to Jaxo Records. You guys stay tuned. Ooh, 2017, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. And, of course, Rant and Blast Radio, Zodiac Entertainment. That's my home. That's my home. So a big shout-out.
We appreciate you joining us. We appreciate you joining us. Thank you. Thank you.
It's fam now, right? It's all fam now.
Yeah. We are here to stay.
My sister in the air, Miss Body. Are you excited about what you got coming for your show?
I'm excited about what we got coming for all of our shows.
I know,
I'm
right?
About everything. Yes. I want to hear about Georgia. See, I went to Atlanta one time and I didn't know all of the hot spots, so I want to hear about Georgia and what you got going on over there.
And people will be surprised at what's really going on. It's a lot, especially, the way things are being built and how things are being revitalized around here, I need a GPS for my own city.
Sometimes you do, you know, you got to with the, you know, even I'm out here in Vegas, you know, they build up so much that you have to have a GPS.
now you know. We're going to have to highlight Nevada and definitely Vegas.
You're going to enjoy it. The family's coming to Vegas, y'all.
Right. Yeah,
Vegas. We gotta get the family to Vegas.
Now that would be a party of the century. Kim on the West Coast, period. I've been trying to get to the West Coast forever because I definitely want to go there. I want to go to I'm so in love with Seattle. Oh my God, I love everything about Seattle.
Little small stomping grounds. I used to live up there.
Oh God,
one
I
of the
go there
most
so
beautiful.
I,
out of all the places that I've been, it's probably the best place I've lived, and probably the most beautiful place to see.
What, Seattle?
Yes, yes, hands
see,
down.
I'm a greenery type person. I love green. I love the nature. And although it might be a little rainy there, I don't mind. I don't mind at all. I definitely want to see it. I'll definitely be able to get some coffee.
Let me tell you, when I lived there, I was never home on the weekend because all you had to do was pick up the newspaper and you could find out what was going on in whatever neighborhood. Block party in this neighborhood one weekend. Block party in another neighborhood another weekend. And you could go out to, you know, Everett you know, to up north. You could go down south to Tacoma, take I-5, block party, block party, block party. And these are just in the neighborhoods, you know, the little neighborhoods have them. And just, you know, they set up shop in the little neighborhoods and they sell the little jewelry and have the little restaurants and the little food. And
that's cool.
I mean, I was never home. And then they have Seafair and all of that stuff. And I mean, it
oh, yeah, being
is,
over there on the coast, I bet you the seafood
yeah.
is off the chain.
I mean,
you
right there on the Pacific? Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, I was never home.
See, me,
I was never home.
Me and my sister, we're foodies. We like to eat,
yeah.
so.
yeah. Yeah, they got this place called Ivar's
yeah.
on the Pier.
Uh-huh.
Ivar's on the Pier is the truth. I'm telling you. They got Ivar's as like a regular fast food fish and seafood restaurant. But when you go to the restaurant, it's, I mean, I didn't want to leave the place.
I could believe it. That sounds about like the place we went to in North Carolina. I went to visit my cousin in North Carolina just so I can go to that seafood place. I can't think of the name of it right now, but I was not happy until we sat down at that table. And let me tell you, I was not disappointed. I loved it. I really loved it. Even in even when we me and a friend of mine, Carbonita, we used to always go to Panama City with her, and woo, you know what? I really thought about being a beach bum when I went to Panama City, because Lord, that beach is something serious, especially when you can watch that sunrise. Let me tell you, God speaks to you when that sunrise. When that sunrise and it's nothing but you, that ocean and the seagull, oh, man.
Gotta be a beautiful
I'm
thing.
I'm telling you.
Got to be a beautiful
despite it being a party town, I'm telling you, sunrise and sunset on that beach in Panama City is heaven. It's the next best thing to it. Miss Body, where are you from?
I'm from Texas. Born and raised Southern Belle.
I heard they do it big in Texas.
Oh, they do. You know they do. But one of the places that I want to go to is actually Vegas, like College Show, where he is, and New York. I want to go to New York. I've never been.
Oh, let me tell you about New
York.
Oh, my God.
My hometown.
Let me tell you about New York. Oh, my God. Let me tell you. I went to New York for the first time in life when I was 16, and, Lord, it was a pain in the neck. And then I went back when I was 18. I had just graduated from high school, and I was supposed to be going to hair school up there. My mama told me, she was like, yeah, this is how you going to ride the subway. I said, who? Man, I was on the next thing smoking back to Atlanta. I said, Jesus told me I said, who? When I went back on a trip by myself, and it was like me and my mom was just walking around through Times Square, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. Man, they had food carts going like it was high noon. I said, man, this is life. I can see how they did Sex in the City. I want to do Sex in the City because and I'm talking, you get gourmet food on a cart on the corner.
Yeah, I heard you like never sleep.
New York
man,
don't sleep, but neither does Vegas. So take your pick.
Hey, it's for my birthday turn up, so either one is fine with me.
Yeah,
but I think New York
pick.
Might be too cold in December for me, though.
Vegas gonna
right.
be cold in December,
well, like
but at least it's 60 or 70, and you know, during the day.
Yeah.
So it's not that bad, you know. If you can deal with 60 or 70 during the day and 30 or 40 at night. And no snow. Vegas is the place in December.
Yeah,
we'll see. Hey, well, we're doing a show. Spotlight City will do we're spotlighting Savannah on November the 13th. I went to Savannah with my girls for St. Patrick's Day. Ooh, let me tell you. Now, if you want a bar crawl, that is the place to do it. That is the time to do it. We had a ball for St. Patrick's Day. We did a day trip. And let me tell you, the most exciting part was the road trip down there. We had that bus rocking. But
the road trip,
nice
we when you're riding, it's always fun. You get to throw in the old music and just jam out and crack jokes and laugh with your girls.
That's so true. That's so true. Well, we're almost at an hour and 30 minutes. Can y'all believe it?
No.
It's kind of went by so fast when you're having fun.
I gotta say, I'm so excited for you, Cam, that you know I can't wait till next week's show begins, and I hate that I gotta wait a week.
Right. Oh, I feel that about all our shows. I feel about that like that about all our shows. But to cure that blues, you all can listen during the week at the replay. You can find our replay either on our website at Spotlight City and SpotlightInTheCity.com, or you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram. You'll see the we'll post the link so you can hear the show again. Also, we'll do a couple of segments on the show. One of our segments is our Shining Star segment. Had to bring in that EWL, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Our Shining Star segment will be a segment about those stars that shine bright in your community. It could be a business. It could be an individual. It could be an organization. With the city we're coming into, if you know someone who deserves that Shining Star for the week, make sure you email us as you can contact us actually through our website, spotlightinthecity.com, or you can tag me on our social medias to highlight the community. We also have event pages that you can find on our Spotlight in the City Facebook page where you can go in and talk on there and leave a message for us. And you can leave a message for me at any time. People know I am always saying something on Facebook. So, yes, one of our segments is the Shining Star segment. We're looking for those stars that shine brightly. I'm excited about that, to hear about organizations that's doing something in the community. Right now, it's so much negativity going on. We definitely need to find shining stars out there, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They exist. We either have to go find them, or sometimes they just gotta shine bright like a diamond sometimes, too.
Oh, amen to that. Amen. Shine bright like a diamond. Ooh, say that, because for you to be able to shine, you know, you had to be polished. You know what I'm saying? So that means it took hard work, dedication to become a shining star, shining bright like a diamond. Again, I just want to thank everybody who tuned in online. Thank you, listeners. Next time, call in. If you're shy, you can leave a message for me on the Facebook page, or you can inbox me on Facebook, and that's Kimberly Fluellen. It's two of us now. I discovered that, but you'll know which one I am, and then, you know, you can interact with me daily. I'm talking about my spectrum is very broad. I talk about everything from politics to sports to lifestyle, even fashion. You can, if you have anything you want to discuss about fashion before you talk to Ms. Body Style and Grace, you can also find our other page online. It's Dimensions of Beauty, because you know there are so many dimensions into beauty. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You know, you have to embrace it. Embrace your own beauty, and flaws are beautiful. So make sure you look us up with that. I forgot to mention Model Monday for all my sexy people out there. I'm talking about, it doesn't matter what your dimensions are. You can tag us on your pages, and we'll be happy to put you to promote you on Model Monday. We highlight fashion, beauty, even if you sell hair. We will highlight you on Model Monday. God, I'm so excited. It's almost over. Can you believe it?
You've done well. I'm proud.
Thank you so much. Don't come out. I
I've done so much. I've researched and looked up stuff, and I put out a itinerary. Colin said, Kim, that's a whole lot in the show. I just want to talk to the people. I just want to talk to the people. Again, look for us on Blog Talk Radio, Rant and Blast Radio. The guest call-in number is 773-897-6489. If you want to tune in now, just call on in and tell us a little bit about yourself and what city you repping. Again, shout out to my boys, those Falcons. Woo woo! The dome ain't got no roof. You know I'm relieved, right?
You're funny.
I can't watch the last few minutes. I couldn't watch. You know, the Falcons will give me a heart attack sometimes. I go through convulsions dealing with the Falcons. They keep us up and down too much.
Well, you know, since they've been in the Super Bowl since the 90s, they would keep me on. They would keep me like that too. But you know,
woo!
Be glad the Kutztown got an NFL team. Some cities don't.
We did show up.
It's teams that don't have a team. Yeah, some cities don't have a team. Some teams ain't even made it yet. So
that is so true.
Yeah, y'all got
that's
it made so right now.
Right. We're doing pretty well. Well, we've come to a close. Woo! We birthed this baby. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Make sure you tune in same time, same back channel. Well, we're going to light it up on Spotlight in the City. Welcome to Macon. So all my Macon people, make sure you tune in. And Colin and Miss Body, thank you guys so much for keeping me company.
You're very welcome.
And shout out to Black Girl Magic and Miss Lady V. Thank you so much for tuning in. I would definitely be looking out for your event. And that is it for today. You guys have a great weekend. And I love you guys. And don't forget to always shine brightly. You guys have a good evening.
Nigga dead. I slapped my girl, she called a fed. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home, I'm almost there. I'm on my way, headed up the stairs. To my surprise, a nigga replacing me. I had to take him to that ghetto university.
I'm on the
light. Top lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
On the light, on the light.
Drug life,
drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, drug life, dr
Record better audio anywhere with Motive digital microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employees $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday.
You feel bamboozled.
But then you hear this.
Domino's is now extending its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.